Oh, mamma mia, salverà il mio, salverà. Oh, mamma mia, figlio, salverà. Oh, mamma mia, salverà il mio. Oh, mamma mia. Oh, mamma mia, salverà il mio, salverà il mio.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. Guys, we come before you right now, Lord God. We just want to give you our best praise and worship, God. Give you our gratitude and our thanks, Lord God, and let you know just how much we love you and appreciate you, God. Right now, Father God, we want to give you the best of us, God, because you gave us your very best, Lord God, when you gave us your son, Jesus, God. And we dare not shortchange you, Lord God, or hold back our praise and our worship, God, because you deserve it all, God, and you are worthy of it all, God. Lord, you are worth it, Lord God. You, Lord God, have done so many things for us, Lord God, and that's the least that we can do, God, is open up our mouths, Lord God, and give you a sweet sound, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. God, we will give you our best praise on tonight, Father God, because we want to make sure that you know how grateful that we are unto you, God, expressing our gratitude to you on tonight, Lord God. Thanking you for all that you do, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, because we know, God, we never would have made it without you, Father God. We know, God, we only have come this far because you, Lord God, were our lifeline, Lord God, because you were the reason, Father God, for our being and our existence, God. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, God. You gave us life and life abundantly, Lord God. You gave us, Jesus, God, that we may live, Lord God, that he is our life in abundance, God. And we thank you on tonight, God, for the access that you have given us, God, and showing us, God, how to access, Lord God, the keys of the kingdom, Lord God, that we may be able to continue, Lord God, to live the life that you preordained and predestined for us, God. Oh, God, how can we say thank you enough, God? How can we ever repay you for what you have already done for us, God, what you have already made available unto us, Lord God? Only thing we can do, God, is come before you right now, God, is give you our best, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, 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 we thank you. Because we know that we are only here today because of you, God. And we give you our love on tonight, Lord God. We tell you right now that we love you so much and we appreciate you so much. And we are so grateful for your unconditional love, God. And how you are loving on us the way that you are loving on us, God. Even in spite of us being us, God. Never withholding your love from us, God. God, we thank you for it, Father God. Because your love has been the greatest gift to us. It saved us from us, God. We thank you, Lord. Because if you didn't love us the way that you do, oh God, where would we be today, Lord? That's why we come before you tonight, God, not asking for anything, God, but just simply, Lord God, want to reciprocate back to you what you give us so unconditional, God. And that's our love and our appreciation. That's our thanks and our worship, God, our gratitude, God. We come humbly before you, Lord God, because we know, God, we are nothing without you, God. You are our lifeline, God, and we thank you, Lord God, that we are in connection unto you, God, that we may be able to have all that we need, God, because you are the sole source of it all, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you on tonight, God, for being the sole source of it all, God, and having everything that we need, Lord God, even providing all that we need, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God. You made it available unto us, Father God, before we even came into this world, God, and we cannot tell you how grateful that we are to you, God, for making the provision that you have made for us, Lord God. Oh God, we tell you thank you on tonight, God, for thinking of us, Lord God, for being so mindful of us, God, and always keeping us on your heart and your mind, Father God. Even when, Lord God, you got to chastise and correct us, God, we are thankful for that, God. We are grateful for you, Lord God, loving us enough, God, to help us to make our rights wrong, God, because we can't get it right on our own, God. Oh God, on tonight, we just want to give you thanks, Lord God, for any and everything that you have done and that you are doing, Lord God. And we've shown up,
can't thank you enough, Father God, for what you're about to do, Father God. Because you said, Lord God, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, Lord God, that you're about to do the exceeding above all we can ask, think, or even imagine, God. So right now, Lord God, we just bless and praise your name, Father God, for your goodness, God, for your loving kindness and your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for making sure, Lord God, that we are kept and sustained, God, filling us with the courage and confidence that we need, God, the bravery that we need on today, God, to continue, Father God, to face, Lord God, what we are up against on today, God, knowing that we don't have to fear, God, that we ain't got to worry or doubt, because we know, God, that you're working it out, Lord God, and that you stand before us, God, that you are the one that's making the way for us, God, and we want to say thank you, God, for being our way maker, Lord God, not just making a way for us, God, to get the stuff, but making a way for us not to be us, God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you for breaking every addiction, Father God, for severing every habit, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, not to have these things, Lord God, inside of us that are not like you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, because we want to be pleasing in your sight, God. We desire to make you smile, Father God. We want to be able to hear good and well done, my faithful servant, God, that when you search us, Lord God, you find nothing that's not like you, God, and there's nothing out of place. So we want to say thank you, Father God, for helping us, Lord God, to get everything that's proper place that it needs to be within us, Lord God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, to be more like Jesus, Lord God, in the image that you have originally designed and created for us to be, God. We thank you on today, God, for helping us to look in the mirror, God, and see those flaws and those defects, God, and not get into a place of shutting down, God, but embracing it, God, because we know, God, you're breaking us free. We know that you're breaking us out, God. We know that you're going in, you're dissecting, Lord God, and you're removing all the gunk and the rest too, God. We want to say thank you for that, Father God, so that these old things will not continue, Father God, to put us in a place of captivity, God, but we're breaking out and breaking free, Lord God, as you make all things new. We thank you for making all things new, Lord God. We thank you for the newness that's taking place within our lives, God, giving us a new mind, God, giving us a new walk, God, giving us a new heart, God, and a new talk, God, and new truth, God, because that truth that we thought we had, God, was a lie, God. We thank you that we got real truth, that we can be free, God. Lord, we are blessing you tonight, God, for your truth that keeps making us free and giving us the strength that we need, God, that no matter what comes our way, we continue to stand on your word written and your word spoken, Lord. God, God, we thank you for it, God, because that word is keeping us. And we thank you, Father God, for keeping us with your word and helping us, Lord God, to be in the place in our hearts, God. We want to stay in your word because we know, God, we are in you. We were in you, Lord God. It's the safest place for us to be, God. We thank you for being our safe place, God. For being our refuge, God. For being where we can run to, Lord God, no matter the time, the day, or the hour, because you were always there, God. Oh, God, we're so grateful to know that you will never leave us or forsake us, God, because it does not matter who never shows up, God. You always show up, God. God, we want to say thank you because you are a dependable God. You are a man of your word. You are a promise keeper. And we thank you for your faithfulness towards us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we bless you on tonight, God, because we know for sure and for certain that we can't count on nobody else. We can always count on you to show up when you need to show up, God, according to your will, your purpose, and your time, God, because you always show up right on time. And we thank you for your timing. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight. God, you always know exactly what we need, how much we need, when we need, Father God, and even how much we can handle. And we thank you, Father God, that these things don't break us, but they make us, God. And give us the strength that we need to present, endure, and equip us, Lord God, for what you are preparing us for, God. We want to say thank you for the preparation, God. God, there's so much to thank you for. And on tonight, God, we bless you and praise your name for it all, God. Oh, God, we lift you up and exalt you on tonight, God, as we give you the glory and the honor, God, as we worship you on tonight, God, because you are worthy of our best praise and worship, God. And we, Father God, want to give it to you because you deserve it, God, because nobody else, Lord God, can compare to you, God. Nobody else is equal to you, God, can take your place and fill your shoes, God. There's only one you, God. We acknowledge you as being who you are, God. There is only one I am, and that is you. And we bow down unto you on today, Father God. On tonight, God, we place ourselves in submission, Father God, and surrender us unto you, Father God. Not just our heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, Father God, but submitting and surrendering all unto you, God, because we know that you can handle whatever it may be, Lord God, that we are dealing with within our lives, God. Whatever we may be up against, Lord God, and whoever it may be pertaining or including, Father God, you can handle it all, Lord God, so that we can be in that place of peace and rest in you, God, in that still, quiet place, God, as you work it out, Lord. God, we thank you for working it out for us. As you work some things out of us, Lord God, that we continue, Father God, to be still in you as we wait on you, God. Lord, we bless you on tonight. God, we thank you, Father God, for being the great I am in our lives, God, because we can't, Father God, do it for ourselves, God. Our total dependence is on you, God, and we know, Lord God, that's the only way it can be done, Father God, is with you and in you, God. Without you, we can do nothing. So, God, on tonight, may your people, Father God, continue to find their dependency in you and on you, God, because it cannot be done on our own, Father God. It's not in our humanly, Father God, power to do so, Father God, but you give us the power to do so, God. So, God, continue to equip your people on tonight with what they need, God. Continue to give them the strength that they need, the peace that they need, the hope that they need, the joy that they need, Father God, the stabilization of the mind that they need, Father God, to be able to continue to press through and endure for whatever chapter and season and storm that they may be in, Father God, knowing that you're in the midst of it, God, because you said that you will never leave us or forsake us, and you have proven that, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, God, for being with your people, God, every individual, God, even if they may not think or believe that you are, God, we know that you are with us all because you have no respect of persons, God. So I'm asking on tonight, God, you will touch your people on tonight, God, those who may be thinking and believing that they are in on their own, Father God, that they will know they are not alone, God. Shepherd them on tonight, God, that one that went astray, God. Go, God, I'm asking right now that you will pull them back in, draw them back in on tonight, God. They will not leave themselves out there, Father God, to be preyed upon, Father God. God, I'm asking on tonight they will turn back to the safety of the flock on tonight, God, that you may be able, Lord God, to nurture them, Father God, and heal them, Lord God, and nurse them, Father God, back to health on today, God. God, I'm asking right now that you would do it, Father God. Let your people seek your refuge, Lord God, and not in other places and other things, Father God, because it just won't work. It just won't do, because you are the lifeline, God, and we know, God, when we're not connected to you, God, we're not being fed in you, God, that we are depriving ourselves of what we need, God. So God, continue to help us, continue, Lord God, to feed in you, Lord God, giving us our daily word, Father God, our prayer, our worship, and our fellowship with the brethren, Father God, because your word says do not forsake the fellowship of the brethren, God. Touch your people, God. May they continue, Father God, to cleave to the fellowship of the brethren, Father God, that they may be able to be lifted up, Father God, and prayed for, Father God, and loved on, God, and nurtured and nourished and taught, Lord God, as you need for them to be on tonight, Lord God. Touch, Father God, like only you can, God, only you can do, God, only you can rescue and set the captives free, Lord. So, God, on tonight, we stand in the gap for your people, because you know exactly what they need and what they're lacking, Father God. You know just how much of it, Father God, that they are missing, God, and how much of it, Father God, they may need not to have, God. So God, touch on tonight, God, and I'm asking that you would do it, Lord. I'm asking that you would do it, God, because I know it's not too hard for you, God. You are the only one, oh God, who can soften the heart, God. You are the only one, oh God, who can stabilize the mind, God. You are the only one, oh God, that can clear that vision, oh God, that's distorted, oh God, and give them sight to see that's clear and true, God. So God, on tonight, continue to remove the scales off the eyes. Continue to uncork the ears, God, and open up the eyes of the hearts, Father God, and the ears of the heart, that we may be able to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, God. God, touch this nation on tonight, God, that the ears will be open, oh God, not to hear what the word is saying, God, but to hear what the world is saying, but hear what the word is saying, which is you, God, and that they be able to be restored, Father God, that you can heal the land, God. May we continue to come into a place of repentance, Lord God, to turn, Lord God, and change, acknowledge, and confess, Lord God, or even in wicked ways, Lord God, that you may be able to help us to be restored and healed, God. Touch us, Lord God, because this land, us, your people, we need healing, Lord God, and we cannot do it on our own, God. God, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would touch, Lord God, this nation. Touch our families, our friends, our loved ones, God, and even our enemies, God. God, touch on tonight, Lord God, and do only what you can do, Father God. Oh, God, help us tonight because we need you, Lord. God, on tonight, we continue to stand in the gap, Father God, for the marriages, God. We continue, Lord God, to stand in the gap for the ones who lost the loved one, God. We continue to stand in the gap on tonight for our children. We continue, Lord God, to stand in the gap, Father God, for any and everybody that you have connected us to and with, Father God. For we know, God, that you are able to do it and that you can work it out, God. God, continue, Lord God, to comfort them, Lord God. Father, then wrap your arms around them, Father God. And may your people, Father God, continue, Lord God, to stand firm and hold on to your word, your promise, because your word is true, God. And we thank you, Father God, for your word of truth. That we may continue, Lord God, to hold on, God. May we continue to embrace it and accept the promise, God. God. We declare and decree on tonight, God, all the promises that you have spoken over our lives is just for us, God, and our portion is ours, Lord God, and that our name is on it, God. And we thank you for writing our names on, God, what belongs to us, and that's just for us, God. Oh, God, may your people continue to stand firm, Lord God, and be fully armored on, God, and not allow the enemy any room to enter in because he has no rights, no power, and no authority, Lord God. He has no free access to freely come in and take, God, what you have given your people, God's nation, Lord God, to fight for what's rightfully theirs, God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you on tonight, God, for letting us know, be reminded, God, that this was rightfully ours. You engrafted us into the kingdom, Father God. These things belong to us, your people, your children, Lord God. So may we continue, Father God, to fight for what's rightfully ours, Lord God. In the spirit, because it's not flesh and blood, Lord. Oh, God, continue to touch on tonight, God. Continue to move by your spirit, God. Continue to keep our ears open, Lord God, and we listen to the spirit to hear what you're speaking and saying, that we can be on one accord and stand together, God. And as we continue, Lord God, to stand the gap and stand together and touch and agree on these things, we thank you in advance, God, for doing what you're about to do in all of our lives, God. We want to say thank you, Lord God, for already, Lord God, letting that word continue to go forth and perform what you have set it out to perform, God. God, we want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we bless your name on tonight, God. God, you are so glorious, you're so awesome, you're so amazing. You continue to leave us in awe, and we just thank you for your amazingness, God, because you are an amazing God. And we shall continue to glorify your name, God, and lift you up, God. Even in spite of what we go through and experience, God, we will still bless you, God, no matter what, God, because you're still just that good. And we know, God, we may be in a current place or situation right now, God, but we know, Lord God, it's only temporary, Lord God. It's only temporary. It's only one last always, God. So in this place that we are in, we continue to bless you and praise your name and glorify you and exalt you and lift you up, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. And we know that we serve a God that is bigger, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for being Lord God Almighty. Thank you for being Alpha and the Omega. Thank you for being I Am within our lives, God. We thank you. 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 We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for being I Am within our lives, being who you are for us, God, because we can't do it on our own. We are nothing without you, God, and we lift you up tonight, God. God, I ask on tonight that you continue, Lord God, to meet us in the sanctuary, God. Continue to let your spirit flow, God. Continue to let your word go forth and minister and teach us, God, that we may receive what we need, God. Open up our hearts, God, and we continue, Lord God, to receive it. Let me continue to fall on good ground, God, and continue to nurture and nourish us, Lord God. In your word, we thank you for your word, God. God, continue to touch every prayer on the prayer wall, God, every prayer on the altar, in the altar box, God. Continue, Lord God, to hear the unspoken prayers, God, the prayers and the moans, the groans, the screams, and even in the tears, God. We know, God, you can translate and understand it all, God. So, Lord God, continue to consider and answer our prayers and let your will be done, God, according to your will, your purpose, and your perfect time, and continue to give us the heart of acceptance, Lord God, to accept it, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. And we pray and ask these things, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
The ever-present help in the time of trouble. Jesus. My rock. Jesus. Faithful friend. Jesus, glory of the Father, glory of the Father. We expect to see the glory, which means we expect to see Jesus. Jesus, I pray that you would peel back the roof on this place. Jesus, I pray that you would show us your face, that we would behold the glory of God in the man Christ Jesus right now. You are the glory, Jesus. You are the great reward, Jesus. You are our prize, Jesus. We're not singing about you, we're singing to you, Jesus. We're not singing about you like you're not in the room. We're singing straight to you, Jesus. Your name is the glory. You are the glory. I just want to pray that we would receive a fresh revelation of the person of Jesus. We're singing about going from glory to glory, and I just believe that the next glory is going to be revealed with more revelation about Jesus. Lord, forgive us for getting caught up with the gifts, the teachings, the podcasts, the books, the YouTube videos. Forgive us. Forgive us for getting caught up in the systems and the structure. Forgive us for getting caught up in the titles and the positions. Forgive us for getting caught up in the charts and the plays and the downloads. Forgive us for getting caught up in all of these things. Catch us up in the person of Jesus. We want to go, God, from glory to glory.